The Arizona Opera is celebrating Richard Wagner's 200th birthday with performances of The Flying Dutchman, the tragic legend of a cursed sea captain condemned to roam the ocean in search of salvation. Performances are Saturday, November 23rd at 7:30 and Sunday, November 24th at 2 in the Tucson Music Hall. We have the pleasure of talking today with guest conductor Joseph Rossinio. And I want to ask you, how did Wagner come to use this particular theme?
The story is that he took this voyage with his wife, Amina, from Riga to London, and finally winding up in Paris, and that the conditions were so terrible, and what should have been like a five-day boat trip wound up to be weeks, and they had to keep going into land because of terrible storms and people getting sick, and it was really awful, and later, when he was finally in Paris, he had started work on the idea of this, and they claim it was the inspiration for his writing this opera.
For this performance, tell us what those in the audience can expect from the performance, including any special highlights. What makes this so unique? I know there are some special things, but I'll let you divulge what I'm thinking of.
Even though it was an early work, it was rewritten, and we're doing the final form, which I think is really quite superior, and begun when he was about 25, 26 years old, but completed when he was about 37, 38 in its present orchestration and present form. It combines, for example, some of his music that will sound like some of his later style, the big aria of the Dutchman, Die Vlucht des Oom, and sections of the duet between the Dutchman and Zenta in the second act. This is forward-looking, and will be somewhat like music you might hear in an opera like Valkyra, whereas so many other things, for example, the duet between Eric and Zenta and some of the dances, the spinning dances, the two sailor hornpipes, the one closing act one and the one opening act three, where they sing to the steersman, will be more like music of Carl Maria von Weber, or even I find the duet of Zenta and Eric not dissimilar to Bellini in style. It has one of his great overtures, which is thrilling, and it's the kind of opera that really should appeal to both the lovers of big Italian operas, like some of the Grand Verdi operas, and lovers of Wagner, because it has elements of both Grand Italian opera and Wagnerian opera.
Have you worked with these soloists before? Tell us a bit about them, if you'd have anything to describe.
Yes, I've worked with Mark Delevan a number of times. I did Falstaff with him. I did Rigoletto with him. And I first worked with him all the way back in 1989. He was a young singer, and he was Escamillo in a Carmen. I worked with Raymond Aceto, the Gallant, in 1995 in Dallas. He was the Bonze in a production I did there. And this is the first time I'm working with Laurie Phillips, but I've known her for about 15 years.
Now, I'm told that you have great fascination and knowledge about Richard Wagner. How did you come to develop the strong attraction to that particular composer?
Wagner is the kind of composer that young people are drawn to. I mean, I was drawn to Wagner when I was 12. In fact, from the age of, say, 11 through 18, I went every Good Friday to Parsifal at the Metropolitan Opera, and I tried to attend as many Wagner performances at the Met. You know, being a New Yorker, it was easier, for example, to get access to live Wagner than if you had been living in a place like even St. Louis or Pittsburgh. Because the Met always seemed to regularly perform the Wagnerian repertoire more than any other company in the United States. I first conducted Wagner, though. The first opera I did of Wagner's was Walküre in 1991. And the first of that German romantic opera that I conducted was Salome in 83. But once I really wanted to do this, I went back to school and took conversational German, and I was very lucky enough to have access. What he originally said was, "I'll give you a half an hour of my time," and it turned out to be many, many sessions with the great conductor Eric Leinsdorf, which to me is one of the greatest Wagner conductors in history. We went over Salome in great detail, but then we also talked about some of the Wagnerian operas. So I got to conduct, this is my third time with Flying Dutchman. I did Walküre several times, but I also got to conduct Rheingold and Tristan and Isolde. And in Strauss, I got to do Rosenkavalier and Salome four times, and Elektra and Ariadne several times. So even though my background is Italian, I've been fortunate enough to get to do quite a bit of the German repertoire as well.
Joseph Rescinio has been a guest conductor of the New York City Opera, Lyric Opera of Chicago, and other great operas around the world, and he will be guest conductor for the Arizona Opera's performance of Richard Wagner's The Flying Dutchman Saturday, November 23rd at 7:30, and Sunday, November 24th at 2 at the Tucson Music Hall.